From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Columbia Green Media and News10.com report that the Columbia County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday, July 7th, executed a search warrant at the home of Adam Rosenstrach at 3193 County Route 21 in Tenderhook. The residence is believed to have been the site of an assault that occurred during a party held the night of July 4th and early morning of July 5th. Sheriff Paul Barrett said the state police were brought in to investigate with his department out of an abundance of transparency. He said, and I quote, "We have an ongoing investigation with reference to an assault that happened in Tenderhook Sunday morning," end quote, but declined to provide details. An archived recording of the emergency center call obtained by WGXE indicates the operator dispatched a unit to the location at approximately 1:08 a.m. Sunday.
On Sunday Patrol Post 803 for a call in the town of Tenderhook, County Road 21 and Old Post Road, calling the location. No answer to the call. Call is being assigned to the Columbia County Sheriff's Department via rotation 3193 Route 21, town of Tenderhook, crossings of Old Post Road and Fordham Road. It's going to be for an assault that occurred at this location. Parties are separated. There's a 31-year-old male subject intoxicated.
After reaching 3193 County Route 21, the deputy reported at 1:18 a.m. that an EMS unit was staging and the scene had been secured. At 1:35 a.m., the deputy signed out from that location. Rosenstrach is the owner of the Club Life Gym in Tenderhook and kept the facility open in defiance of the state's business shutdown executive order. He continued to run the business even after it was shuttered under a cease and desist order from the Tenderhook Code Enforcement Department. The gym was closed July 7th because of the current investigation. Rosenstrach drew attention countrywide after he organized a black and blue rally June 18th at Tenderhook Village Square. His wife is employed as a Columbia County Deputy Sheriff. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley said at the July 8th village meeting that the vote by the Catskill Village trustees last week not to allow a Black Lives Matter mural on Main Street was unanimous and did not take place in a public meeting. The public did not get to witness the vote, as Seeley said it happened through email. Others brought up the matter again at the meeting, questioning the town's explanation that some things national Black Lives Matter movement officials have said have been, and I quote, "causing more of a divide than ever before. Some of the statements of this organization are not in line with how our community feels as a whole," end quote. According to a statement the village released June 30th announcing the vote. Then Joseph Izzo, a member of the Catskill Town Planning Board, asked to be put on the agenda of the July 22nd village meeting with a request to paint All Lives Matter on Main Street in Catskill. Meanwhile, in Clifton Park, an image of a noose was drawn at a skateboard park. And in Schenectady, more video was released showing a Schenectady patrolman, Brian Pumer, punching Yogeshwar Jandosad 6 times, in addition to the previous footage showing Pumer kneeling on the suspect's neck. Pumer, who has been on the force 7 years, is, and I quote, "assigned to desk duty during the review process," end quote, of the arrest of Jandosad, according to police. Representative Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County as well as Schenectady and other areas, denounced the officer. Tonko wrote in Twitter, "I am enraged and heartbroken to see this violence from a Schenectady police officer. I have been told that police departments across our region do not teach or use these tactics. So how does this happen?" End quote. Schenectady Police Chief Eric Clifford was not happy with that comment. The chief wrote in a Twitter response, "To say I'm disappointed with our local congressman's rushed to judgment without waiting for the facts or even calling me or our mayor to discuss is an understatement. Our leaders need to be better than this," end quote. And in Albany, there was an attempt at betterment, as the Times Union reported that the city police department will create a paid cadet program to bring more women and minorities to the force. The city of Albany will hire 4 part-time interim cadets from the city between the ages of 18 and 32, making $15 an hour for 12 hours a week. Albany Common Council President Corey Ellis said, and I quote, "What we'd like is for the department to mirror the population. I'm glad the chiefs stepped up and did this," end quote. This weekend, there are protests planned in Cairo, Kinderhook, Gloversville, Monticello, and North Adams in Massachusetts. City of Hudson officials July 8th announced the details around the newly created Police Reconciliation and Advisory Commission to advise on policing reform. Mayor Kamal Johnson said in a statement published at cityofhudson.org, and I quote, "The organizing principle of this committee is that by working alongside our police department, we can better understand our officers, and in exchange, our officers can better understand the needs of our community. Our goal is to always be proactive instead of reactive," end quote. The first goal will be to produce a reconciliation report on various issues, including the level of trust residents of the city have in the three police agencies that hold jurisdiction over them, specific incidents that have occurred in the past 5 years involving law enforcement that either inspired or undermined community trust, including incidents of police brutality or misconduct, as well as the level of job satisfaction and concerns among the employees of the Hudson Police Department. The newly 10 appointed members of the commission, Theo Anthony, Vern Cross, Elizabeth Dickey, HPD Sergeant Christopher M. Filling, HPD Sergeant Mashonda Franklin, Linda Friedner, Joan E. Hunt, Gregory Mosley, 2nd Ward Alderperson Dewan Sarawar, and HPD Officer Randy J. Stratman. Editor's note, Cross and Johnson are active WGXE volunteer programmers. Read the full story at cityofhudson.org. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. One after another of those participating in the listening town hall held in Poughkeepsie July 7th said the time for talk is over and the time for action is now. Forum was held via Zoom and hosted by Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, the Dutchess County Commission on Human Rights, and the Northern Dutchess NAACP. The event was organized in response to widespread unrest nationwide in the wake of the death of George Floyd, who died May 25th at the hands of the Minneapolis Police Department. More than 300 individuals registered to participate in the forum, though only 10 of them spoke. They talked about the first time they encountered racism in Dutchess and about the fear they have every time one of their children leaves home. They talked, too, about the lack of economic opportunity that exists in Dutchess County for people of color, the struggles in the communities of color for simple things like accessible grocery stores, and the lack of funding or attention to programs directed toward those communities. Molinaro said the forum was one of several he plans to hold so that decision makers can get a better understanding of the needs and concerns of people of color and to develop ideas to, and I quote, improve and move forward as a community, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. Local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates. Visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.